Today's daf is Erev Daf Pei. As we continue in Perek Chalon, and we yesterday did the Mishnah, we started the second half of the Perek. The first half was relating to Chatzeros combining, not combining, allowed, not allowed, advised. But then we got into the second half of the Perek, starting with the Mishnah that we did at the end of Shir, and that is, had the Sheet of Mavos work? So we mentioned that we take a barrel, and one person says, this is for the entire Mavui. The Tiferes Yisrael pointed out, the Chiddush is, that even though you might have said that Erev Chatzeros works, because there, basically, everybody knows each other. It's one yard, houses going into the yard. There, you could say that it could work on behalf of others. But here, there are many yards going, many houses going into yards, and yards going into alleyways. It's a much more public area. And I might not know everyone else. So am I allowed to be mezakeh on behalf of the others there too? So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah of yes. The Tiferes Yisrael says this works on a drabbana level, even if I don't know all of the other people, as long as I give it to someone, I am mezakeh it. In order for zikui to occur, the Mishnah tells us, and this is a Choshe Mishpat principle, the Mishnah tells us that I have to have a maisa of going from one rishus to another rishus, and that other rishus is zoched on behalf of the person who is not here. But I can't just pick it up and put it from my left hand to my right hand. That I didn't do anything yet. And that is whenever one wants to affect the transfer. We mentioned in the past, if somebody wants to give a gift, somebody wants to give a bottle of wine to their hosts on Shabbos, and they get to shul and they're eating out on Shabbos day, and their guests the guest wants to give the bottle of wine, and the host is not in shul yet. The host comes a little late. So what could the guest do? So either Shabbos day, bring it and not really have kavanah to give it. It's my wine that you're sharing and the chulu. Or the other way to do it is to be mizakeid on behalf of the host on Erev Shabbos. If I get to school before Shkia, I could give it to a different person and say, you know, be zochin this on behalf of so-and-so. Now it belongs to so-and-so. Right? That is a principle in Kol Torah Kula. And here it is applied in the context of Shituf Mavaos. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda the Amora says, Chavis shall Shitufei Mavaos, Tzorach Lahagbia Minakarka Tefach. Says Rav Yehuda, with the barrel of Shita Mavos, you have to lift it up from the ground of Tefach. Rashi says, Kshu Mizaka Osalahen, when you do Zikui on behalf for the other people, to call Kama Demancha, Birshuse Lohavi Zachia, because it's not going to be Zachia unless you lift it up from the ground a Tefach. And the quote, Rashi quotes the Tosefta. And the Tosefta says, right, Zachisi Lachem, or Lahem, you have to say that, but it has to be lifted up a Tefach. The big Shaila is this halacha something that applies to the Kala Torah Kula or not? We know there are many types of kinyanim. Hagba'a, Meshicha, Chazaka, Kesef, Shtar, right, Mosera, all the different types of kinyanim discussed in the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin. The question is here, does this detail of Tefach, is that reflecting the general kinyan of Hagba'a? If I lift something up, do I have to lift it up a Tefach in Kala Torah Kula? Or is Erev unique for some reason? Tosfos has the question. Tosfos in the second to bottom Tosfos. Tzorach lagbia menakarka tefach. Mikan ein lohochiach. I know what you're thinking, says Tosfos, so don't think it. Don't prove from here. Tagba'a sagi betefach. That hagba'a in general is enough a tefach. Don't prove in that, because Tosfos says, in other contexts, you need more. You need shalosh tvachim. Within three tvachim of the ground, it is lavud. It's as if you didn't do anything. It's as if it's still sitting on the ground. Tosfos says, don't prove from here that a tefach is enough. The shiny shitufe mavaos dirabanan. Shita mavaos, here it's dirabanan, and that's why we have more flexibility. Teda. After all, Rav Yehuda here is not saying Kala Torah Kula, what Kinyan Hagbar requires. He's telling you specifically here, when it comes to being Zocheid on behalf of other people in the Shituf, so Karka Tefach is good enough. But don't think that this is what works in Kal HaTorah Kula. So all the Rishonim get into the act here, whether this could be used in other context. If you look in the Rashba here, the Rashba quotes the other Rishonim. So he says, Yesh Mefarshim. Some prove from here, says the Rashba, in the name of Rashi, sounds like he's generalizing it. Yesh Befarshim, B'ma'ar Mishalom Zakalem, Sor Chazor, Al-Adviya Tevach, De-Lagroz, Al-Agbazu, V'af Al-Pi, De-Kaim Alon, Bahagbaz, Kenia, Ba'alma, Shetzorach, Lagbiya, Shlosha, Tvachim, and even though you usually have to do three Tvachim, Hacha, Be'ervin, De-Rabbanan, Afilu, Betevach, Sagile. Okay, that's like Tosva said. Even though in other contexts you need three, but here, one is good enough. V'hag'onim zal pirshu b'kol ma'arev u'mishum heker sh'te'achavas nikeres b'in sh'te'ashtar achavios. The Gaonim add on a different formulation of why Erev is different. Why? Because here it's not really mishum kinyan but mishum heker. Mishum, that you just need to recognize which one exactly is being used for the Erev, or for the Shitav. And we had earlier that you might not be able to use vinegar and the like because of Brera issues. So here you want to specify and make sure you know which one exactly is working. So there are some Rishonim, a minority of Rishonim, which seem to generalize this, but most Rishonim say this should not be taken out of the context of Erev for various reasons. That's the discussion that they have. You look at the Rashba, there's a big footnote where he talks about how sometimes you do find in other contexts that Hagba'ah, just a Tefach and a little bit, is good enough. For example, to be Zocha from Hefker, you find in certain contexts that Hagba'ah Tefach is good enough. So there he says, maybe it has to do with what we have mentioned before. Achenira Bazet, right? Who are the footnotes here in the Rashba? The footnotes in the Rashba were written by one of the Rabbanim of Sadar of Kook, Rabbi Yaakov David Ilan, wrote these footnotes. So he says, Achenira. He says, don't ask me kashas about being Zocha from Hefker and being Zocha here from Ebay by Shituf and other contexts. Achenira Bazet, Degam Mahanach to be in a Gimel Tvachim Bahagba'ah. Even when one says, why would you need, what does one tefach do conceptually, and what does three tefachim do conceptually? The act of lifting up, what, you're going to tell me that it's not an act of lifting up unless it's three tefachim? You might say that, right? Because if you lifted it up physically, if it's within three tefachim, it's still as if it's on the ground. You might say that. Or the way he suggests is that no, you lifted it up. If you lift something up physically, it doesn't matter even if it's one tefach up. You lifted it up. But it's still not out of the reshus of the ground. You did a maisa kinyan, but there was no hotsa'ah from the reshus where it was. Ella to be hachnasol reshuso lo havi pachos mi gimel v'hainu kivat havi loved bekarka lo havi hachnasol reshuso. In order to bring something off the ground into my reshus, you need three tefachim. But to do an act of kinyan, an act of hagbah, I should say, even one tefach. And therefore, says the footnotes here in the Rashba, different contexts require different things. When it comes to the Durabbanon Shituf Mavos being mezakeh on behalf of somebody else, it's all me. I'm doing it on behalf of somebody else, so maybe a Maisa Kinyan, a Maisa Hagbah is good enough. That's all Chazal required for Zikui on a Durabbanon level. Pick it up for them. But if it's a real Kinyan Hagbah, so Kinyan Hagbah requires a Hotsa'ah from where it is into my Rishus. And that's why you would need it three tefachim and not just one tefach. That's his chilek. Again, you can formulate it in different ways, but that's his chilek. And that's also why a kinyan mehefker would work, even one tefach. Because you're not being motzi'ed from anybody else's reshus. You're just doing something, what we would have called in the past a hora'as bailus, a reflection of ownership. So reflection of ownership, you don't have to take it out of the ground. You don't have to take it out of the reshus of the ground. You have to do a maisa kinyan. And therefore, that's how it works. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch has two dayas here. Whether Kinyan Hagbah in general, in Simen Kuf Tzadi Ches, in Choshe Mishpat, whether Kinyan Hagbah works, requires Gimel Tfachim or not, right? Regarding Mitziah, he quotes this two deos. I'm sorry, regarding regular Hagbah's Gimel Tfachim, he quotes two deos. Regarding Mitziah, he only quotes one day, and again, the chilah could be based on what is required in each context. We've discussed in the past, sometimes hefker would require more, sometimes it would require less. It's not being given to you. So there's no das acheres makne, and therefore you might require more to show that you're the owner by hefker. But on the other hand, you require less because you're not taking it away from anybody. So hefker, whatever you have by hefker, more or less, you could explain the svara, because it is, ironically, has a little of both. But again, this is an important discussion regarding hagba'a, and how much is needed in different contexts, and how much is needed here. Okay, that is the first statement that was made by Rav Yehuda. So now, Amar Rava. Rava tells us, Hani Tarti Mili Sabi de Pumpadisa Amrinu. Really, the elders of Pumpadisa were the ones that made these statements famous. These two statements. Chada Ha. One of them was the one that we just said. Right, we had it in the name of Rav Yehuda, but really, the elders of Pumpadisa, right, which was the, Rav Yehuda might be quoting. He just didn't quote them by name. So number one was that the Chavetz of Shittim Avos has to be lifted a tefach. Idach, what's the other statement that they made? Hamekadesh, if somebody makes kiddush, im ta'am male lugmav, yatsa. If he tasted a male lugmav, a cheekful, so that he's yotzei kiddush. V'im lav lo yatsa. If he did not taste a cheekful, then he is not yotzei kiddush. Right? That's the halakha. That's somebody separately, not just a koshel bracha. Right? That's a separate idea that a koshel bracha one has to drink a certain amount. Where do we have that back in this pesachta? When we have a koshel bracha, we have it back on daf mem. If you remember by Shechianu, we had a discussion. Could you say Shechianu afilu bashuk? So there on daf mem amabez, we discussed a Rashi that Rav Moshe made a big deal about in a tshuva about standing or sitting for kiddush. So there we spoke about giving it to a child on a fast day of Yom Kippur. Is this going to be cause of that problems in the future? But there Rashi quotes, "Deginayu lekoshel bracha shelo yehena adam imenu la'alter." It's a genai for a koshel bracha to not have anybody drink from it. But that's just in terms of te'ima, of tasting. A kosher bracha has to be tasted. But here we're talking about even more, being yotzei kiddush. Being yotzei kiddush, the din derabanan, according to most. Right? Drinking the wine by kiddush is a din derabanan. There is a shita of the mefarish in Nazir on Daf Dalid, where the mefarish says that you have to drink the wine even daraisa. We paskin generally that saying the words is daraisa. Right, that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Saying the words of Kiddush is Daraisa. Drinking the wine is Darabanan. So either way, it doesn't make a difference. But there is a shita of the Mefarish in Nazir, what we call fake Rashi, in the beginning of Nazir, that says even drinking the wine is Daraisa. But either way, the halacha here is quoted, that you have to drink a certain amount of wine to be Yotzei Kiddush. The Ritva here has 2 days. The Ritva has 2 days. It's all our Gemara says is that im ta'am, if somebody drinks, im ta'am ali lugmav, what happens if there's a team effort? Can you combine on the mali lugmav at Kiddush? That's the Ritva. V'kol hecha she'ta'am echad mehem mali lugmav she'amarnu, first day of the Ritva. As long as one of them drinks mali lugmav, yatsu kulam, everybody's yotzi in Kiddush. V'yavo b'shalo ta'am uklum, even though they didn't have any. Because if anybody wants to just be kosher bracha, take a little taste, that's fine. First day of the Ritva, one person has to do it. And my Rebbe was mesupak. Usually by Mori he means the Ra'ah. Im lo tam echad mehem ali lugmav, shetalu bein kulam kishirahu im yatsu. He has a suffix, whether it works combined, if everybody together drinks mali lugmav, aval betos was kasu the yatsu to kulam mistavik mali lugmav. My Rebbe wasn't sure about it, but my bali tosis, which we don't have, say your yotzei umiu badalat koshel shal pesach sarach sheitam kol echad mehem ruba de kasa rov revius. Obviously, Pesach is different, but 2 days in the Ritva here, whether one person or all. Interesting, the one day that he does not have is that the mekadesh has to drink a mali lugmav. He doesn't have that day. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Ilchas Kiddush, in Reish Ayin Aleph, so all the days are quoted. This we discussed in Kiddush Shiurim in the past. Maybe we'll have also a, hopefully not be in here tonight, the one that I owe, that I've, that I wanted to give last week, but it just didn't work out in terms of Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabo. Hope I don't have to do that tonight. But if you look in Reish Ayin Aleph, in Ilchas Kiddush, so how much wine has to be drunk? So, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzorach Shel, Tzorach lishtos mikoshel kiddush mali lugmav. Dainu koshi yisalkenelos arechari befiv. Fine. A cheekful. Im lo ta'am ha-mekadesh. So it sounds like definitely that's the lachachila. The mekadesh is supposed to drink a mali lugmav. What if he didn't? V'ta'am echad meha mesubin mali lugmav. Yatsa ve'ein shtias shnayim mitztarefes lo mali lugmav. Right? That is the first day that you cannot combine. Cannot combine, one person should drink mali lugmav. But everybody should have a taste of it. That is the first day of Shulchan Aruch, as a mitzvah and a mufchar. When would this occur? Let's say there's a grandfather that you want to be mechabi to make kiddush. but the grandfather can't drink the wine. He can't drink it while he lugbav. So it could be that I'll keep it avaim, let the grandfather make the kiddush, and one other person will make sure to drink while he lugbav. That's a case where that this bidi'evid level might be nidche because of the concept of letting the patriarch make kiddush. And therefore, that might be the lechatchila in that case. Okay, number one. The yesh omrim, then the shogarach calls the second daya. Who is the second daya? Baragola. Ritva perek zayin de erevim shem tosfis. Our ritva, right here, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The yesh omrim. The kivan shebein kulam ta'amu kamale lugmav. Since, if all together you could combine, so then, yatsu. Then, you have to, your yotze, the shtiyas kulam mistarefis lashir. Then, the shtiyah of all of them are mitztaref. That is the second day of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ritva right here. Where might this come up? So again, this comes up sometimes. Let's say you're at a kiddush and all they have is schnapps. All they have is schnapps, so you don't have wine. So and let's say one wants to be a machmer like the Shita Lechatchila, like many poskim say, that you have to have a shear even for schnapps. There is the extension of the taz that we've mentioned many times in the past to, right, this is the amount that is usually drunk, but really is a big bidi'evet, right? One should be yotze, at least with somebody making a kiddush on a big cup of wine. But what if all you have is schnapps? So then one can rely bidi'evet on this day of the ritva quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That is, make kiddush on a big cup of schnapps, and then give it out to everybody, and as long as together a mali lugmav is drunk, so that would be good enough. The Shulchan Aruch does, though, then quote the Shir Shita. V'ha-ga'onim sovrim. The ga'onim, these are quoted in the Torah right here. She'em lo tam ha-makadesh lo yatsa. V'roi lachush l'divrehem. The makadesh should drink it, and roi lachush l'divrehem, says the Mishnah Berurah, lizar lechatchila. U'b'di'evet eskimu harbe achronim, da'filu shtiyas kol ha-mesub, mesefer l'mali lugmav, b'di'evet we paskin that, you know, all of them can. So you have to know what exactly is the situation. Are there any other factors that are involved? Like I mentioned before, in terms of is it schnapps, is there a grandfather, and all these. But this is a very important, this one sif in Shulchan Aruch. Comes up every Shabbos. Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yudalid, and the Ritva and Erevin in the seventh Perek makes the cut to get into the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Kiddush. Good, we continue. Yeah, we can spend the whole rest of the Shira on Kiddush, but there's more to talk about. Baruch Hashem. Amar of Chaviva. Hanami Sabi the Babadisa Amrinu. I have another statement that the elders of Babadisa said. Another one. Got to try to figure out exactly what's the connection between all of these. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Osin Midura Lachaya B'Shabbos. Person is a lot of fire for a woman who just had a baby on Shabbos. She's considered a chola sheyesh bo sakana, and therefore one is allowed to light a fire for her if she needs it. Savar mina lachaya in lachola lo. So we thought that, oh, only specifically a chaya, maybe only a woman who had a baby and not other cholim. Bimosak shamim in, bimosak chamalo. Only in the winter where it's objectively cold, but not in the summer if she says she needs it in the hot. And the Gemara says, no, it's amar avchia, bar avin, amar shmuel. It even applies to other sick situations. Hikas dominus tani. Somebody had bloodlet and then got a chill. And right, was sick. Osin lamadura b'Shabbos. Afilu b'tkufas tamus. You can light a fire for them on Shabbos, even in the summer, because this is, so you see, it's not only a chola, it's even a make his dam, and therefore it applies to all cholim. All chola sheyish bo sakanis. One is allowed to do in isur daraisa for them on Shabbos. That's pikuach nefesh being doche Shabbos. Good. Here is the chesugi chemer. Just to mention the question I saw. Let's say somebody has to be in a situation, you know, Baruch Hashem, Bizman Azeh, we generally don't have these situations. We have, we're allowed to bring a kosher food to almost everywhere. But he had a case, maybe in previous years, where somebody was going to have to be in a hospital where they only had non-kosher food. And he was going to have to eat the non-kosher food. So he discusses, do you have to make a bracha on that? We have a machlokas, Rambam Ravid in general, do you make a bracha on non-kosher food? What if you're going to have to be there for a while? So that's his discussion here in terms of chole. Again, not for now, but again, if one wants to research, he talks about it here. There'll be other chashugi chemes bet Hashem coming up today. But either way, those are the three statements of the elders of Babadisa. You got to lift up the shituf atefach. You have to be mekadesh on a mali lugmav, and you'll have to light the fire for a chaya. Amar ameimar hanami sabi to Babadisa amrinu. Got one more. One more statement that they said. To itmar ezuhi asheristam. How do you know an Asherah tree, a tree that was worshipped, used for Avodah Zarah? How do you know, if you just see a tree, whether that's an Asherah tree? If it's labeled and it's worshipped, obviously. But what if you have no idea? So, There are ways to know. Amar Rav, kol shemisharsi avodas galilim shomer noso. If any of the avodas zara shomrim guard it, vein tom in perosea, they don't eat from its fruit. Right, if it's like an off-limits tree, then you know it must be an Asherah tree, right? Because it was worshipped. Even though we didn't see them worship it, Rashi says, Machzekinon la bahachi. We assume there's a chazaka that this tree was worshipped, they're not eating from the fruit, and therefore it must be that is like Aser Bahana in their minds. Ushmol Amar, Kigon da Amri, if they say about the tree, Hani Tamre, these dates, L'shichra de Bein Yisrafi. We should use them for the beer of Bein Yisrafi, which is an idol. D'shasu le'biyom chagam. They used to drink this on the day of their holiday. So again, there too, Shmuel said, if you hear them schmoozing about the tree, you don't need to see them specifically not enjoying the tree, but even just talking about it, they're going to use this on their holiday. That also is a reflection of Avodah Zarah. V'yamru li savi de pupadisa hilcha zakavasi de Shmuel. And a Amemar says that the savi de pupadisa told me that we passing like Shmuel. Passing like Shmuel, not only if it's asr ba'ana, if they don't eat it, but also if they talk about it. Periods, those are the four statements. Now we get back to the first one. Meisvei, is it really true that you need to lift it up a tefach? Ketzan mishtatfim b'mavui. So how do you do a shita mavos? Back to that. Mevi'im chavishol yayim vishol shemen. If you bring a barrel of wine or oil, vishal tamarim, vishal grogoros, or of dates or figs, vishal sharmenei peiros, or any type of fruit, imishalo, if it's the person who is doing it himself. Reuven is setting the shita for everybody else. If it's Reuven's items, it's his fruits, or achlazakos, he has to be mezakeh for them on their behalf. Rashi says on the fourth line on top, avo mishalo, ein sarich lahodio. You don't have to let them know you're doing it for them. But you have to be mezakeh for them. Why not? This is a schus. Remember, we discussed already in this mesechta. For Erev Chatzeris or Shita Mavos, there's no downside. So if it's pure schus, zach el adam, right? But so without this, you wouldn't be able to carry here. Now you can. And it's mine. And if it's mine, you're not losing anything. So it's pure schus. Erev Tchumen, if you remember, we mentioned, not so clear. Because there you lose the other side. If I set up an Erev Tchum on your east side, then you're going to lose the west side. So there is not a pure schus. So it's not so clear. You can set it up without letting him know. But Erev Chatzeros is a pure schus. So, says the Brisa, if it's my fruits or chlazakos, I have to be mezaken for them, but I don't have to let them know because it's a pure schus. V'mishelahen, if I'm using their fruit, since arch lahodio, then I have to let them know and get authorization because it's their fruit. And I'm not allowed to use their fruit without their permission. Sarach lahodio. You have to find out if they want it. Umag biyam and akarga mashu. And lift it up a little bit from the ground. There's the stira. What do you mean mashu? I thought you have to lift it up a tefach. So the Gemara says, my mashu denami tekamar tefach. That's what it means. Why does it say mashu? Because it's not three tefachim. Anything less than three tefachim we might call a mashu. But that is why, really, it means a tefach, period. We've spoken about zechus, zachlada, many times. We had a daf be'in shir about it. But just remember, there is a major discussion in the Rishonim, not so much here, but in Meseches Kiddushin and Meseches Gittin, what the relationship is between two major sugyas, and that is zechia and shlichus. Zachlada shlomafanav. I could do something on your behalf without your saying a word to me. So what's the relationship between Zechia, which has a different source in the Torah? Different source. The Gemara Kiddushin, in the beginning of the second parak, has different sources for Shlichus and Zechia. Shlichus is based on a pasuk of Atem Gam Atem, and other sources, maybe Shlichus Al-Kamoso by Veshachtu Oso, called Kahal Adas B'nei Yisrael, everybody shechted the Karban Pesach, and really it wasn't everybody, it was just the Kohanim. So there are certain makoros of Shlichus, and there are separate sources for Zechi, if you look on the Mem Beis Amen Aleph. Ish zochev lo katan zochev me ish lofi. Right, there's the nasi echad, zechus and zechia and shlichus. We learned that from different sources here, and the Gemara tries to figure out, you know, in a certain context, when one would work and the other wouldn't work. So the Rishonim here discuss: are they connected in any way? The Gemara does not connect those two concepts, zechia and shlichus. Is zechia kind of a shliach without an appointment? Is that how I should understand zechia? It's a shlichus without a minui. What do you say? No, it's totally different. That is a major machlokas Rishonim. If you look in Baalei Tosfos versus the Chachmei Svaran, Baalei Tosfos say throughout, in Kiddushin, in Gittin, elsewhere, that Zechia is lav mitam shlichus. They're not connected. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says they're not connected. Maybe I'm getting it backwards. Let me just make sure. Who says what? And the Chachmei Sfarad argue, and the unique factor of... I'm sorry, they hold Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus. Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus. And Rashi and Tosfos. And Chachmei Sfarad, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ramban, and others all hold they're not connected. What's fascinating here in this sugi is that the Ran jumps ship. The Ran, who is one of the Chachmei Sfarad, he holds like Rashi and Tosfos in these regards, and that's the Ran has a big discussion there in the second parak in Kiddushin, how they are related, proving and defending that even though that Gemara sounds like they're separate, they are really connected principles. Again, once you get past the Rishonim, this is what we discussed in the Dapiyin Shir, I think last year, feel free to search for it on the OU website, we discuss what does each of those Shitas mean. Some Achronim bring each of those Shitas closer to the middle, so they're not so different. Zechiyah mitam shlichus or zechiyah la mitam shlichus. Again, it's an important discussion. It also comes up in Ksubas Yud Aleph, in the Ger Katan Sugya. Whether the Ger Katan could be Zachin, right, al das bezdin, whether that works on a Daraisa level or a Darabana level, that is an important discussion. Okay, we continue. So, says the Gemara. So, Shita Mavos, Itmar. We'll start with Itmar. We just did the Braisa. Shitufe Mavos, Rav Amar, Ein Sarech Lazakos. Shita Mavos, Rav says, you don't need to be Zochet. Why? You don't have to be Zochet. Even if it's mine, big Chiddush of Rav. Because Rav holds, and Rashi says that Rav's allowed to argue on the Mishnah. Because Rav Tana Upalik. So Rav holds Ein Sarech Lazakos because the Rishonim suggest a couple of reasons. Maybe because, what's my other choice? It's going to be Aser. So I'm Gamar Umakani. It's clear that I would want this. So you don't have to be even Zoche. You don't even need real, regular rules of Zechiyah. Rashi and Tosfos say, because it's Aser, Gamar Umakani, automatically. Or the Ritva has a beautiful Lashon. Behahi Hana'a that I'm getting to carry in this area, I am Gamar Umakni. It's as if I'm getting, it's as if there's a transaction happening. That's the language of the Ritva right here. B'yahi ano, de mekabel, de chashiv kikesef, v'akni lu makam b'chatzeiro. B'yahi ano, where does he get this from? He gets that from Kiddushin in the first parak. Remember the case of Adam Chashuv. Adam Chashuv, if a woman gives an Adam Chashuv money, the Gemara says, they're married. What do you mean they're married? Because she received Hana'a by his accepting her present. And therefore there's Behahi Hana'a Gamar Umakni. So you have that principle sometimes, even though there's nothing changing hands in that direction, Behahi Hana'a acts as a kinyan. So the Ritva quotes that here too, to explain Rav. So that is all Rav. How Rav says, for Shita Mavos, you don't even need to be Mezochet on normal terms. Ushmol Amar Tzorach Lazak, Ushmol says, oh, come on. Shmuel says you need Zechiyah here because even though you're right, it's a good thing, but you still need regular rules of Zechiyah. Eruvei Tchumin is the opposite. Rav Amar Tzarech Lazakos. Rav there says by Erev Tchumin, you need a schus. What we would have thought? The burden of proof is always on the one that says Ein Tzarech Lazakos. Right, the one that says Tzarech, you don't have to explain so much. Ushmuel Amar Ein Tzarech Lazakos. Shmuel says by Erev Tchumin, you don't have to be Mizochet. So now, what's the reason for Shmuel? So look at Tosfos has three dayas, the top Tosfos. Tosfos has why? First he quotes on top the reason that we mentioned earlier, according to Rav Ein Tzarech, Dekiva de Asar Ale Gamar Umakni Le, because there is an Isser, so Gamar Umakni. What about Tchumin? Tchumin, so on the third line, Shmuel B'mav Ein Tzarech Lazakos, normal, but skip down to the second skinny line. Ubit Tchumin, Savar Shmuel Dein Tzarech Lazakos, why? Number one, Delokani Rishus Acherim Hu. Tchumin is, on the one hand, easier than Chatzeros. Why? Because, or Mavos, because you're not getting something from anybody else. Tchumin, you're just gaining something, so you need less. By Chatzeros, somebody has to partake of it. They have to give you symbolically some bread, whatever it is. But by Tchumin, there's nothing yet you're getting from anybody else. Number one. Number two, says Shmuel, and it says Tosfos for Shmuel, Inami, Kivan de ma'arbenei abit Tchumin elo l'dvar mitzvah, Misha Mitzvah, Gamar Umakni. Number two, it's always the Dvar Mitzvah. So that's why it would be, he would say it's automatic, because of the Mitzvah. Number three, Va'od, Kiva De Ruve Tchumen, Ein Ma'arvin Ela Midaito, what we just mentioned earlier, Eir Tchumen you can only do if he knows about it. So you had to get authorization. Amiraso kshu ober tseva arevli chashuva kizachia. So he's saying, please make me an Erev is good enough. So we've had two svaras for how Rav can say Ein Tzarach Lazaklos by Shita Mavos. That was Gomar Umakni from Rashi and Tosfos, or Bihahi Ana from the Ritva. We have 3 days in Tosfos what the reason for Shmuel is that Ein Tzarach Lazaklos by Truman. And then Tosfos just summarizes and says, Vehashta, what do you see from our Gemara? Yesh Dvarim Shano Machmirin Bachatzeros mit Truman. So sometimes you can have chumers the Erev Tchumen, sometimes you can have chumers the Erev Chatzeros. Right? It's not one or the other. You just have to look at each issue. Okay? Very important Tosfos there on top. Let's continue. So, now we had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel in both directions. So, Bishlamal is Shmuel, Hachatzan Vachalotzan. Shmuel, he has a Mishnah backing him up each time. I mean, he has a Mishnah that talks about being Zochin on behalf by Shita Mavos and not by Chatzeros. El Rav, my Taima. So, is Rav based on someone? Tanoihi, yes. It's based on the following Shita in the Tanoim. So he has, even though we could have said Rav Tanu Palig, he also has a Tana on his side. To Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Maisa, Makalos, Hashem, Rabbi Yoshia. Shahachal, Beis HaMerchads, Rabbi Yoshia's daughter-in-law went to the bathhouse. The Chashch on Erev Shabbos. The Chashcha La. And then it got dark on her. The Erev La Chamosa. Her mother-in-law had made her an Erev. Tchumen, to be able to come back into the city. Uba Maisa Lefnei Rabbi Chia V'Asar. And Rabbi Chia got the Shailen. He said, Asar, no, the mother-in-law's Erev cannot be used for the daughter-in-law. Why? Amar Lo, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Bavloi, Kol Kach Ata Machmir Be'Erevin. Such a Machmir? Kach Amar Abba. Didn't we learn? Kol Sheish Lachal HaKal Be'Erevin HaKel. Rishmi Meiko, by this Erev Tchumen. And therefore, I don't know why you were so machmir, right? And that's the story. V'boilahu, and we asked, we didn't get to the Raya yet. V'boilahu, we asked about that. What was the reason that Rabbi Chia found it a problem? Bishal Chamosa Irvala Umishum Delo Zichsala. Is it because it was the mother-in-law's food that was used and she wasn't Zocha'it on the behalf of the daughter-in-law? Odima mishala irvala umishum shalom midaita. Or is it because she used her own stuff, she didn't tell her about it? And remember, for Erev Tchumen, you always have to let them know. And Amar lehena humi rabbanav Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, one of the rabbis answered, lididi mifreshala minei de Rabbi Yochanan, mishal chamos irvala umishum de lo zichsala. Period. So that's the brisa that you see held like Rav, because Rav said, by Erev Tchumen, you need zichia. Period. Amar le Reb Zeira le Reb Yaakov, Brad de Bas Yaakov, Kimatis Lahasam. Reb Zeira said, when you get there, Eretz Yisrael, Akiv Vizil the Sulma the Tzur, go to such and such a place. Uboy minei Reb Yaakov Aridi, ask Reb Yaakov Aridi this. Boy minei, so yes, Reb Yaakov Aridi. Mishal Chamosa Irva. Umisham de lo zichsala, odilma mishala irva, umisham de lo shalomidaita. So which was the problem? So amar le mishal chamos irva, umisham de lo zichsala. Same answer as we said before. Fine. Amar of Nachman Naktinon, what do we hold? Naktinon, echad erivu tchumin, the echad eruve chatzeros, some take that out, the echad shitufe mavos, tsarech lezakos. We paskin by all of them. By all of them in Shulchan Aruch, that you have to be zoche it on behalf of the person who it's being done for. Stop there for a minute. So this is what we pass. There is an important difference always to remember, though, as an important taz that explains it. By Erev Tchumen and Erev Chatzeros, Erev Chatzeros requires enough food, two meals, for one person. That's all you need. For everybody. For everybody. You don't need for Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Erev Chatzeros just requires enough for that one person. Erev Tchumen requires for each and every person. What's the difference? Why by one can you have a symbolic meal and the other one that you need for each one? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Yud Gimel, Hama'ariv l'rabim mishalo hareze erev bishvil kol b'nei ho'ir ubilvat sheyebo mazon shtei sudos l'kol echad. That's by Tchumen. Ask the Taz in Tuf Yud Gimel. Why? What's the difference between Erev Tchumen and Erev Chatzeros? We're talking about being mezaken on other people's behalf. Says the Taz. Mishnah Berurah quotes it here, right here in Tuf Yud Gimel. Velo dami le'eruv chatzeros to be mazon shtei sudos l'kulam sagi. Disham, over there, by Erev Tchumen, what is the Erev doing? It's extending my personal tchum. That has nothing to do with anybody else. So you need an Erev for each person. Erev Chatzeros, what's happening there? We're one big happy family. That's the whole purpose of Erev Chatzeros. So all you need is one. one meal. Mishum de'echad osur achaveiro v'alzeh heim k'muravin. Mashen kein betchumin ein shayich echad l'chaveiro. V'kol echad k'sherotze leileh chus l'alpayim amashalo tzorach l'ikro shvisa l'atzmo v'lachet tzorach mazon shtei sudu d'kol echad. Beautiful Taz. The Taz right here at the beginning of Taf Yud Gimel. Sif Aleph in the first Taz in that simon. The post comes on the Shevet Alevi as a tshuva relating to this. How does it work for Tchumen, let's say? How does it work for future weeks in terms of, you know, being roi for everybody? If somebody says an Erev Tchumen, they always, okay, there's a Tchum here, don't worry about it. So, with a Zochen of half of the people who came in the future, but it has to be for each person. So, they work it out, how it works each week. Okay, once we're on the topic of Eruv, says the Gemara, boy Rav Nachman, Eruv e Tavshilin, Tzorach Lazakos, Ein Tzorach Lazakos. What about the third type of Eruv? The Erev Tavshilin, that we know, in order to be able to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, I have to set an Erev Tavshilin beforehand, so it's as if I started cooking, right at the beginning of second parak of Maseches Beitza. So, what if you're making the Erev Tavshilin for someone? So you have to be Zochin on behalf of them, Amar Rav Yosef, Almighty Boilei. What's your question? Lo Shamilei, Ha Da'amar Rav Nachman, Bar Rav Ad Da'amar Shmuel, Erev Tavshilin Tzorach Lazakos? Didn't you hear Shmuel's statement already? He says you have to. So, Amar Le Abaya, Pshitil Lo Shamilei. So Abaya says he obviously didn't hear it. Because if he had heard it, he wouldn't have asked the question. And Omar Le, he answers him, he says, what do you mean? Didn't Shmuel say the same, make a statement also about Erev Tchumen that you don't need it? The Omar Ihu, and still Rav Nachman argued, Tzorach Lazakos? So maybe he had the question even though he heard it. He argued in the other context. So here too, maybe even though he heard it, he still asked the question. Gemara says, wait a minute. Hachi hashta. Bishlama hasam pligi Rav and Shmuel. By Tchumen, there's at least two opinions out there between Rav and Shmuel. V'kamash malon, kechumrin demar, v'chichumrin demar. And he held like the chumra. He held the bimachmir and chaseros, and machmir and Tchumen. Aval hacha, I isa de shamulei. But here, there's no other opinion out there. So if he heard it, mi ika deman de palik, would he have argued? So that's why there's a difference. That's why he made the statement. He must not have heard it. The Ritva here notes that don't think Rav Nachman was a fool. What do you mean? We had earlier in Davavim Abeis, in this Masechta, that if you hold like the kulas of everybody, you're a Rasha. If you hold like the chumras of everybody, ksob achoshach yehalech. So Ritva says, that's only if you know for sure, vaday, what the halach is, and you're just Esther Machmir each time. If you're really not sure who to hold like, then you might have to be Machmir two places. That doesn't make some person a fool. So that's how the Ritva's Meir connects this Gemara to the Gemara earlier back on Davav Amid Beis. Just one har, I can't not mention it. Remember the Gemara in Yuma that says, Dav Chavches, that Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, even a Ruvei Tavshilin. And all the Achronim wonder why Dafka, that one was picked, out of that Erev Tavshilin, that Dindar Abana was picked. So we mentioned in the past, a couple of thoughts, but one just to remember, Erev Tavshilin is based on the principle of Hoel. That since guests might come, you're able to cook more. That's Hachnas HaZorchem, that's Avram Avinu. That's why Dafka, that one is picked to reflect Avram Avinu. Yeah, there's a Meshech Chachma also in Vayishlach that we mentioned. Erev Tavshilin is Avraham, Erev Tchumin is Yaakov Avinu, but we don't have time for that right now. Okay, feel free to look at that in Vayishlach. Vayter. Hahu Terzina, Davi B'Shivivuse, the Rabbi Zera. There was a Terzina, that's who's a Terzina, guard. Type of a non-Jewish guard that watched over the weapons. Tahavi b'shivivuse de Rabbi Zera, that was in Reb Zera's neighborhood. Armalei ogel am reshus echs. What do you have to do with a non-Jew? Got to rent out reshus. Can I please rent out reshus? Lo ogel lehu, he didn't want to. Also, l'kami de Rabbi Zera, amrulei. They came to Reb Zera, they said, what should we do? Amrulei, ma'u lemegar mi debisu. Can we get his wife? His wife's nicer. Armalehu, yes. Hachay am reshlachas b'shmei degavar rabba. Umanu Rabbi Chanina. Ishto shel adam arev shlomi daito. We paskin, you could go to the wife. Ishto kagufo. And therefore, even if the husband doesn't want, you could go to the wife and be socher rishus. Hahu terzina. Another story. Tabi shivusi derev Yehuda bar Oshia. Amrile, same thing. Ogelan rishusaych. Lo ogelahu. He didn't want to. Asa lakami derev Yehuda bar Oshia. Amrile, maulameger mi debisu. Could we get it from the wife? Lo havi biyade. He didn't know. Asa lakami derev masna. Lo havi biyade. Didn't know. Asa lakami derev Yehuda. Armalahu, Achi Amr Shmuel. Remember, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. He said, this is what my Rebbe said. Isho Shalada my Rebbe, Shlomi Daito. So it works. You could go to the wife. Meisve, is that really true? The Brisa says, Noshim She'irvu V'nishtatvu, Shalomi Das Ba'alehem, Ain Eruvan Erev, V'lo Ain Shutufan Shituf. It's Beferish that you're not allowed to. Answer, lo kasha, hada asar, hada lo asar. No, the difference is, if you wouldn't get the schiris from them, would this then be an asar situation? You wouldn't be able to carry it out? If yes, so then you're allowed to get it from the wife. If this is the only choice that you have, Chazal said you can get it from the wife. That's asar. Hada lo asar, if there's any other option that, you know, maybe there's another, remember we had, there's another doorway from his chatzar to the, on the other side. If there's any other option, then you can't get it from the wife. That's the difference. And Acharav Mistabra, it makes sense that there is such a distinction. Tim Kane, Kasha de Shmuel de Shmuel. Because if you did have this distinction, you'd have a steer in Shmuel. Because Shmuel just said earlier that the wife can do it against the husband's will. And here he has the following. Amar Shmuel. Echad mi b'nei mavi sharagel l'shtativ mi b'nei mavi. If one of the people of the mavi, one of the members, usually takes part in the shitov, v'lo nishtativ, and one week he says, you know what, I've had enough. I'm mad at you guys. I don't want to take part in the air of this week. So what's the halacha? B'nei mavi nechnasin l'toch peiso v'nolim shitufan mimenu balkarcho. So they could take it if he always takes part in it, they could do a balkarcho. So the wife is like a balkarcho case. But what does it say here? Only someone who normally takes part in it. Rogel in Shein Rogel Lo. But if he doesn't usually take part in it, they can't force. What do you mean? The wife could take part, we said earlier. So Shema Mina, it must be that there is a distinction between Asar and Lo Asar. And that's how you would put the two Shmuels together. Period. Again, there is a Chashuk Echemet here, discussing whether one can force other parties in the Erev to be Mishtatev. Toshavei Shchuna Mavakshim Mikol Toshavim L'Shatev Be'Erev. Please take part in the Erev. Kadesh Yuchlu Taltami Boteim. And Ruvain's Mesarev. Why? Because Shimon owes him money. I'm not taking part in the Erev until Shimon pays me back. That's what Ruvain's Svara is. So then the Shaila was, but Ruvain, you're hurting all of us. You're not only hurting Shimon. Does Ruvain have the right to do that? So Rav Zilberstein says, a similar question came to me years before. What was the question? The question was, there were people waiting for a bus, and it was mostly Shabbos, and they were waiting for 2 hours, and the bus didn't come, and it was crazy already, it was huge. So finally, the next bus that came, all the people stood in front of the bus, didn't let the bus go, and they said, no, you're doing our route. You're not doing another route. There's been 6 buses on that route already. This route hasn't been come. So they stopped the bus in order, because they were mad at the bus company, but they were affecting all the other people on the bus. So there's collateral damage in all these cases. Reuven's taking it out on Shimon, but there's collateral damage. Is he allowed to do that? He has a taina on Shimon. He has a taina on the bus company. But is he allowed to? So that's the discussion here. Are you allowed to, you know, do something that you have the rights to do, but there's collateral damage on other people? What's the halacha in those cases? Interesting discussion over there. But here we talk about being kofis somebody to take part. Last line. Lema Messiah lay. Let's try to prove that this is, he's right, that you can force, let's say from the wife, similar case, you're going to force somebody to take part in the lechi and the korah for a mavui. So you see, sometimes you can do things balkarcha. So the Gemara said, no, there's no raya from there. There's no kasha, but there's no raya. Shani hasan, the lechem achitzas. It might be worse if there are walls, but there's no shituf here, versus there's no walls on the end of it. Rashi here says, and it's not guarded properly, ain't an och l'shomro. The Rishonim trying to figure out what? It's more guarded if there's a board, if there's a pole at the end of the rishus. So others say, no, it's just lumdus, conceptually, it's not enclosed, and therefore there might not be any raya. The next 4 words are very difficult to know exactly what the girsa is. Lishna achrina, mitzad shiny, none of the Rishonim know what that means. So all the achronim change the girsa here. Maybe it means the gra says bezdin shiny. That's a case of bezdin forcing, so you can't bring that as a proof to other people forcing. There are other girsos, or another girsa maybe Tosas has deika machitza. Either way, that's at least we just go through the gra's girsa. We'll go with that. Itmar, Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar, Osin Lechi Ashera. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Osin Korah Asherah. Asherah is a part of a tree that is Aser Bahanah. It's an Avodah Zarah tree. Could you use a piece of wood that's Aser Bahanah for a lechi or a korah? So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says you could use it for the lechi, for the vertical board. Reish Lakish says you could use it for the korah. So Manda Amar Korah Kol Shekein Lechi. If you say it for a korah, surely you say it by a lechi, because korah has a higher standard needed. Manda Amar Lechi, but if you say lechi of a korah low, why? Because a korah, if you remember, we had back on Daf Yud Aleph, a korah has to be thick enough to hold a brick, and it has to have a certain volume. the kitusi mechta shiure, and here the destiny of the item is to be burned, and this is one of those halachas. The destiny impacts present status. Like we have, kol ha'omid ligvos kagavi dami, kol ha'omid lisrof kasarif dami, kol ha'omid libatzer kabatzer dami, kol ha'omid lisrof kasarif dami. Kitusi mechta shiure, it's as if it's burned already. It's as if it's ashes here. It's as if it's ashes, so therefore, it cannot be used. So why can it be used for the lechi? As if it's not here? No. It's here, it just doesn't have a shear. It's physically here, but if you ever need a shear for something, it's not going to work. A lechi has no shear, even a mashahu. And therefore, it can work because physically it's here. Does this relate to heker versus mechitza, as we had back in the first parak? It might. But either way, the Gemara here says it would work. There's a Reb Chaim here also. Feel free to look at the Rambam, because the Rambam quotes this distinction between lechi and kohar. The Ravid is very upset about it. But Reb Chaim discusses this difference between lechi and kohar, and whether a shear is part of the definition of the item, or a shear is something external. You have the item, and then if you need certain halachas require a shear, that's something added. So that's the difference between the lechi and the korah. Feel free to look here. This is also important for the sugya of mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Do you say that by mitzvos derabanan? Remember, we had a dafpein shear about that too, relating to the Baal Hamor, who says you say that by mitzvos derabanan in Rosh Hashanah. So this is also by an issue derabanan, a mitzvah derabanan, and we're talking about iser hana. Good. Nismai ta'ochel. What happens if you set the Eruv, and now, after Shabbos, the food, or, sorry, I shouldn't say that. We'll wait with the when it's happening. Nismai ta'ochel. Mosif, if somebody, let's say before Shabbos even, let's take it the simple case, and you're about, the Shabbos is about to start, you're allowed to add on. You already had authority by the people in the Chatzar to make the Eruv, and to take part, so you can take more of their stuff. Because that's what would be needed. Mosif umizake ve'insarach lozio. You don't have to let them know because they already let you do the eruv for them. Nitosvaleim. But if there are more people that moved in, mosif umizake ve'insarach lozio. You got to ask those new people if they want to take part in the eruv. Kamahu shiur, and what's the shiur for the eruv that's needed? Bizman shehem merubin mazon shtei sudas lekulam. As we said, you need two meals for each person. Bizman shehem muatim grogeris lekol echad ve'echad. But if there's less, if there's not so many people there, all you need is a grogeris for each person. We'll see in the Gemara, this is meant to be lekula in both situations. Amar Rabbi Yosi, b'medvar mamurim betchilas eruv. This is all that you need when the eruv starts, when it's set. Aval b'shiyare eruv kol shehu. But even if it gets less over Shabbos, it's okay as long as you have something left. Velo amru, and then we had this last line already. Velo amru la'ari b'chatzeros el kadesh shelo l'shakeach esatinokos. Rashi adds in two words. You only need erev chatzeros if you've already done a sheet of mava'os in order that people, the kids, don't forget that there's a concept of erev chatzeros. That's the last line. Period. But Maya Skinin, so what are we talking about here? The case of having to tell them or not. Ilema b'menachot. Are we talking about the same type of food that's going to be used? The same thing. It's all bread. So my ariyin is fine. I feel a kolonami. Even if it's totally finished, you wouldn't have to tell anybody. It's using the same amount of food. Shouldn't just be nismait. Ela b'shnei mina, what we're talking about, a different type of food that's going to be used, then I feel a nismait namilo. Then even if it just got less, you shouldn't be able to use it without their permission. Titania, kol, as the Brisa says, kol ha'ochel min echad, ein tzarach lehodiyo. If you're using the same type to restock, you don't have to tell them. Mi beis minim tzarach lehodiyo. You have to tell them if you're using a different type. So what's the case of the Mishnah that has the distinction between nismait or even if it got finished? That's the mashmas of the distinction. Different answers. You can say the Mishnah is talking about one min. My nismait is nismat mate. What nismait means, if it's totally, it got so less that there's nothing left. So even if there's nothing left, you don't have to tell them if it's min echad. Or if it's two minim, kala shayni. Wow. So says the Gemara, maybe the chiddush. No. If it's not totally finished, even two minim, you don't have to tell them. You can assume that they want you to make an eruv. Who cares if you use a different type of food? Only if you have a tartil reasa. If there's nothing left and you're using a new type, that's the only time when you'd have to let them know that you're acting on their behalf. Just a little more. Nitos v'olein mosav u'mazake. If new people came, you have to let them know. Amar ef shizvi, amar ef chizdo, zoso meres. The fact that you need the da'as of the new people, it must be chalukun alav chaver v'arab Yehuda. There must be a machlokes tanom going on here, ditzan. Because the Mishnah that we're going to have, we had earlier, we're going to have later on, says, amar ef Yehuda b'medvar mamurim be'iruvei chatzeros. Be'iruvei tchumen. Avo be'iruvei chatzeros marvin bein ladas bein shlo ladas. Rav Yehuda says, Erev Tchumin is even Shalola Da'as. And here, our Mishnah says that you need Das. If there's new people coming, you need Das. So it's obviously a Machlokas Tanoim here. It says the Gemara, Pshita Zachalukin. It sounds pretty obvious. Sounds like two different opinions. Of course there's a chilek. The Gemara says, no, Ma'od Tema, I might have interpreted our Mishnah in a different way. Hani mili b'chatzer shemein shnei mavos. Our Mishnah is a chatzer between two mavos. You don't know which mavoi this chatzer wants to take part in. So you have to ask them in that case. If there's new people, where do you want to take part in? Which mavoi? But avo chatzer mavoi echad e malo. But if it's only one choice, maybe, this Tana agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, it's even shalolo das. Kamash malan, that's why Rav Chisda has to say this, that no, across the board, there's a machlokas tanoim, whether you need das when it comes to an erev chatzer. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Kamahu Shiur Be'ez Hashem, and we will pick up with this tomorrow, talking about more shiur issues relating to this parak. One more full daf in the parak. We'll get into Mos Konos tomorrow a little bit, and then we get into the eighth parak Be'ez Hashem the next day. Okay, we'll stop here.